Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, Better Business, Better Series, where we will explore top-of-mind topics with business and industry leaders to understand the leading trends and innovations that continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Thank you for joining us on the Better Series podcast. I'm Nona Finn, your host for today's dynamic conversation. Virtual and augmented reality are two hot topics right now in marketing and business. Before long, both will have made their way into the mainstream. Companies want to be a part of implementing these exciting technologies, but they're stumped on where to start. So here with us on Better Series is Clifton Dawson, CEO of Greenlights Insight, who will help us discover great virtual and augmented reality opportunities for small businesses. Clifton, thank you for joining us on this wonderful topic.
Absolutely. It's good to be with you.
Yeah. And you know, as we approach Small Business Week, I know our listeners will all appreciate hearing just how they can begin to think outside of the box by using virtual and augmented reality of their own so they can grow and be successful. So let's dive right in and get talking on this.
Great.
Can you tell us about Greenlight Insights and give a general overview of what augmented and virtual reality is and how it's emerged over the last few decades?
Yes. So again, thank you for having me. Greenlight Insights is a research and consulting firm that provides best-in-class market intelligence about how consumers and businesses use virtual and augmented reality. What that means is we have a dedicated staff of industry analysts, market researchers, and consultants who provide market reports, analytics, and insights to our clients who are both large and small firms who span the globe and who are from a diverse set of industries from the electronics and telecommunications sector, to media and entertainment, and to numerous other industrial sectors. Virtual and augmented reality are two important topics, as you've mentioned. They're two sets of related technologies that will soon change the way that we work, learn, and play. Now, virtual and augmented reality are two technologies that have been around for a very long time. But the modern technology can be traced most directly back to a couple of periods. The first period is the 1920s, when the first large-scale practical usage of VR was in flight simulation training systems that the Air Force used to prepare 500,000 new airmen for World War II. The second important period was the 1950s and 1960s, when the first head-mounted displays, which most directly resemble the technology today, were developed. In 1968, a professor named Ivan Sutherland created the first head-mounted display to use in immersive applications, which was also the first head-mounted display with motion tracking and computer connectivity. By modern standards, the viewing experience was extremely primitive. The device was heavy. In fact, it was mounted to the ceiling. But the technology has made drastic improvements over the last few decades to where we are today. That's why we're having this conversation. The definitions of virtual and augmented reality can also get really complex, and I'm happy to walk you through our definition of that, if that would be helpful.
Absolutely. Go ahead and walk us through.
Yeah. Well, for those who aren't that familiar with virtual and augmented reality, the best way to differentiate between the two are that virtual reality aims to place someone into a new reality other than the one he or she currently inhabits. This reality surrounds the person in a more immersive experience. Augmented reality, on the other hand, aims to augment someone's reality by placing data or digital objects into his or her existing reality. Now, an important sort of caveat is that there's always been a continuum between sort of the completely virtual and the completely real, which therefore encompasses all the possible variations of real and virtual objects, which is why there's so much confusion about these technologies.
I love that definition and helping us distinguish between the two. And Earlier you mentioned that it's going to change the way we all work, learn, and play. And Clifton, with that said, could you tell our listeners why now? Why is today's environment right for this kind of technology?
Yeah, that's a really important question because, as I mentioned, these technologies have been around in some form or fashion for a very long time. And so there are several macroeconomic and technological forces sort of driving our march toward virtual and augmented reality. And you know, if I could pause for a moment and kind of focus on three, I'd like to do that. So the first has to do with computing power, right? It's really only been about three decades ago that personal computers became accessible, but they really weren't powerful enough. Right? To give you an example, the original Apple Mac computer, which had just enough computational power to allow for very simple 2D games, cost about $6,000 in today's dollars. Mm-hmm. But today, computing has become so powerful and compact that they allow for rich 3D experiences. So that same Mac computer would cost about $1,000 and be able to power the most intense virtual and augmented reality experiences that are in the application. The second important force is that the technologies that are critical for virtual and augmented reality hardware and software products are finally good enough and widely available. An example of this is artificial intelligence, which I'm sure the audience has heard a lot about.
Yeah.
Improvements in AI is now allowing for everyday people to create and experience the most complex virtual and augmented reality technology. And finally, a really important one is that 5G is just on the horizon. And so the telecommunication networks will soon allow for us all to be able to stream massive amounts of data and services over the cloud. And for many of the virtual and augmented reality experiences that in the 90s you could only run in a research laboratory, you could do from the comfort of your home or from your office.
That's great. So can you tell us a little bit how businesses can both benefit from both of these technologies? What's the value there for businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. Virtual and augmented reality are widely considered as two of the most impactful technologies for the future. For businesses, especially small businesses with limited resources, it's very important to be specific in how they can benefit from the technologies. And so I like to lump a lot of the benefits of these technologies into kind of two broad buckets for businesses. That is. The first has to do with R&D and specifically product development. So for any business that has a new product design or engineering function, there's real potential positive impact for complementing the development process with virtual and augmented reality to visualize new 3D models, to collaborate around new designs. And there are concrete benefits. They are lowered costs related to quality. There are improved odds to sort of the success of a new product, which, you know, for any business, that remains really low, with 80% of most new products failing. And virtual and augmented reality can lead to reduced time to market by meeting customer needs accurately the first time around. The second sort of big bucket of benefit has to do with talent and learning and development. And for businesses, especially small businesses that must invest heavily in each of their employees, this is a real source of benefit. Using virtual reality headsets and content and applications can effectively reduce new employee onboarding time and improve the effectiveness while on the job.
I love that. I'm a geek for human resources, so I love that this could be used to really enhance training on the job. Well, what about industries, Clifton? Is there any particular kind of small business or industry that should be thinking about virtual reality or augmented reality?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are many industries for which the ROI is high enough and achievable fast enough to make this to make the required upfront investment and ongoing maintenance worth it. You know, if I could focus maybe on one example that might be pertinent to this audience, the retail sector. Now, there are plenty of examples of big box retailers, such as Lowe's and Walmart, but there are also small retailers that are using virtual reality to train the employees on sales floor personnel. An example recently that we worked with was a small retailer with four stores and approximately 30 employees that wanted to use virtual reality in their new training employee training process. And what we found is that compared to, you know, the typical process of traditional classroom learning by creating 360 videos of various real-world scenarios and having new hires go through simulations as a supplement, the small retailer was able to more effectively train on the usage of complex store equipment, and surprisingly, the retailer noticed that customer satisfaction scores were actually higher because employees were more effective while on the job in dealing with customer interaction because they'd been in the situation before and there was that empathy.
I love that example. It's like getting the hands-on experience before actually having to be hands-on. That is really a great example. Well, Clifton, what's next? What haven't we seen from the world of virtual and augmented reality that we should be on the lookout for, particularly as it relates to small businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, after the last couple of years that have been largely characterized as not living up to expectations for adoption of the technology, 2019 is a really exciting year. And that's because you have the pace of innovation is quickening. You have a lot of second generation devices that are being produced that are custom built for commercial and business use. Most recently, we've heard of manufacturers from Oculus, which is owned by Facebook, to Microsoft, to other consumer electronics manufacturers, introducing products with better performance, better ergonomics, and most importantly, sort of a better ROI. So that's what has me really excited about virtual and augmented reality for businesses this year.
So we have to sit back and watch what happens next, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Clifton, thank you for joining us today. Can you please tell our listeners where they can learn more about virtual and augmented reality, as well as discover more great ideas for making them work for their small businesses?
Absolutely. A great resource, of course, is Greenlight Insights. Our website produces both free complimentary insights through our blogs and newsletters and webinars, and all of that is accessible at greenlightinsights.com. And of course, for anyone who's interested in learning more about the industry and participating, we produce an annual conference in San Francisco called XRS Week. And more information can be found on our website for that as well.
Thank you, Clifton. We appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And thank you again for listening to our Better Series podcast, where we bring you marketplace insights and trends. Happy Small Business Week, and tune in all month as we bring you best practice and innovation for your business. Hear more great episodes on iTunes and any other streaming platforms. And we'll see you next episode.
You just enjoyed Better Business, Better Series podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.